Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our Veterans Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us. Your family and friends around the country, around the world, they've got internet access. And best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you will be all set up to stream the show. Of course, you find us on Facebook these days. Look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook and all of the great stories and videos and all of that. You want to see a clam or crab leave, let go of its old shell. It's amazing. Amazing videos. A lot of stuff that they catch on cameras these days. Fascinating. Anyway, it's all on the Animal World Facebook page. All righty then. It is the second Sunday of November. That means it's Healing Sunday. So it's best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing. Rasmussen Reset and Energy Code Sunday on Animal World. And Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here, zooming in from Idaho. Linda Rasmussen is here in the studio with us. Nathan's here. Stacy's here. And it is so fun to be together again. I believe, though, that the only thing we're missing would be some phone calls, huh?
Exactly. They're still wide open.
All righty. So phone lines are open. So if you want a free remote treatment for you and your animal friends, best get to calling. It is the last hour. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. I promised you that we would get right to current events. And so how about we do that right to start with, and then we'll chat some more. So current events coming up. Let's see what's on the entertainment schedule here. The new stuff. Northwest Stream Center in South Everett. They're at McCollum Park. Great place. They've got a big concert coming up. And next week, I think it is the Musical Mountaineers. There should be a lot of detail about this up on the Animal World website under current events. But this is a pianist, Rose Freeman, and a violinist, Anastasia Allison. They're known as the Musical Mountaineers. Well, apparently what they do is they do a wilderness performance. They take their instruments and they go out in the middle of the forest just by themselves and serenade nature and all the school. Anyway, there's stories on it. But so they're bringing this wilderness music to Northwest Stream Center. So that's kind of cool. But, I mean, how neat would that be that you're really a great musician? You just go out and play for the trees and the animals and all that sort of stuff? I bet that's really cool. Anyway, so learn more about them. Anyway, this is a benefit concert for the Sustainable Infrastructure Campaign. It'll be Saturday, November 18th from at the Northwest Stream Center, South Everett. There's a meet and greet at 1 p.m. Seating opens at 1:30, and the concert is from 2 to 3:30. So if you want to go for that, it's $35. There's an intimate meet and greet, which is $50. And you can purchase tickets online at streamkeeper.org. Or you can give them a call, 425-316-8592, 425-316-8592. But that's next week, so sounds like a great event. All righty, let's see here then. The next new stuff, I got all the meow stuff. All right, who wants to know? All right, so the big annual holiday craft bazaar to benefit meow. It's the craft bazaar and bake sale. And every year they rave about the incredible baked goods and all of that that show up. It is going to be Saturday, December 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Marsh Hall at St. John's Episcopal Church. And that's 105 State Street in Kirkland. And let's see, a variety of handcrafted items, delicious baked goods, a raffle, refreshments, and pet photos with Santa will be included, I think. Excuse me. I don't remember them doing Santa Paws pictures at the bazaar, but they are. So it's at 12 to 3 p.m. At the Meow Holiday Bazaar. So you can not only do the bazaar, you can get your Santa Paws pictures the same day. All right. So now I got the whole list, and this list will go will be up on the Animal World current events page, which you'll find at the Animal World website, which is marthanorwalk.com. Click on current events. Here are the dates. Now, it is a $20 donation, and you'll receive a printed photo on site and access to online digital images. Safety first, so pets must be restrained, either on a leash or in a carrier. All right, they're going to start here this month, November 25th. All of the photo sessions are from noon to 3 p.m. November 25th at the Ballard Mud Bay store. November 26th at Issaquah Mud Bay. December 2nd, Meow Bazaar at St. John's Episcopal Church. December 3rd, Overlake Mud Bay. December 9th, Roosevelt Mud Bay. December 12th, Issaquah Highlands Mud Bay. And December 16th, Redmond Mud Bay. And December 17th, Linwood West Mud Bay. So that's a lot of opportunities and pretty close to Christmas. So pick your dates. And like I said, if you if I went to them too fast and you didn't get to write down the one you're interested in, not to worry. Just get to MarthaNorwalk.com and click on current events, and you'll find it all there whenever you need it. All right, so that pretty much covers all the good stuff on current events. And are we chatting or do we have
We
phone?
Are going to the phone lines.
We are.
Back
How
to
nice
the lines. And we
okay.
had Elise calling us from Kenmore as quite an elderly dog, Fivel. Let's have her help us with that pronunciation there.
Okay. Since maybe you mastered it, maybe you didn't. Well, good morning, Elise. Welcome to Animal World.
Good morning.
Hey, Elise. Calling about your dog. Is that right?
Yes. My Chihuahua will be 16 on December 16th.
Oh.
And I've had him since he was 4 years old. He was my daughter's dog. And he is a very, very special being.
So what is his name?
His name is Fivel, F-I-E-V-E-L.
Fivel. Okay.
So I was right the first time.
All right. So you didn't massacre it too bad, Nathan. So Fivel, 16 years old. How's he doing? You know, that's now often really small breeds of dogs will have a longer lifespan than some of the larger breeds. But, you know, 16 is getting up there for anybody. How's Fivel doing at 16, almost 16?
Well, he's very picky about his food, but if I sprinkle real chicken on it, he'll eat it. And I can make his own food. I just was leaving out some vitamins. So he's right now being picky again, where he'll eat chicken or he'll eat hamburger, but he's not really wanting the dry food or the canned food.
Yeah, you might want to try some of the freeze-dried stuff. Stella and Chewy's make some really good freeze-dried, food. So it's more like fresher, real meat and so forth that you can rehydrate. Some people sprinkle the freeze-dried stuff over the dry food. But, you know, at his age, at 16, you know, it's time to cater to him. And you do want to have a good, healthy diet. But real food's always better than processed food, and the freeze-dried foods are more real than processed.
Okay.
So you might
want
to give.
Okay, I'll try it.
Now, it looks like Dr. Nils looks like you're tuned in to Fivel and so he needed some work here.
Yeah, he needs a little tune-up, so we'll get him rebalanced energetically, and that should help give him a good day here. So we'll go ahead and do that.
And Elise, have you worked with Dr. Nils before?
Well, years ago, with Alexa, Robin Alexis, it was about 4 years ago.
Oh, gotcha.
Not that far. Probably in 2020.
All right. Because Dr. Nils was a regular part of Past Life People and Pets Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis for number of years you did that
three,
show.
3 years, three years, yeah. We worked 3 years together.
So that's
well, You didn't do anything about past life, but he had something going on with his neck, and you fixed it.
Yeah. Well, that all the right. past life stuff, that was Robin's department.
Okay.
I think it was Mystic Radio, past life, people, and pets. Dr. Nels is the pets part.
Okay.
Yeah.
He did the animals. Robin does all the woo-woo stuff. Anyway, what I wanted to tell you, Elise, is that I know, having worked with Dr. Nels for so many years, that he is like the rejuvenation juice for the old dog crowd. And because I know you got a number of really old dogs and a lot of little breeds. I'm thinking of a Pomeranian who had that. I can't remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Chewy. Yeah. But anyway, some older dogs, at least, that these dogs, you know, seem to be on their last legs. They're checking out, and Dr. Nels works on them. And, boy, they come back to life and are feeling good. He's just got a number of cases that just have really benefited tremendously, you know, from
I've been amazed, you know, like with Chewy. The first time I ever met Chewy, he was at death's door. Brought home from the vet. They're saying there's nothing we can do. He was turning blue. And that afternoon, after we worked on him just over the phone, he's running around at the dog park having a good time.
Amazing. Yeah. Do you know how to reach Dr. Nels off the air?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. So everybody listening, you can, Dr. Nels likes you to go through his website, HealingMinistryForAnimals.com.
Okay.
HealingMinistryForAnimals.com. He always does a free telephone evaluation, so you can, you know, let him know you want to talk, and, you know, he'll arrange a phone call, you know, to find out what's going on and how he can help, and because there's options how you work with him, and he's got the do-it-yourself program now. What do you think, you know, a do-it-yourself program, might that be helpful for Fievel and... Elise?
Well, it all depends really on the person. Have they ever done any kind of hands-on type things with animals that would make them feel like they could do it? That's a good beginning. Uh-huh. Although it's not a requirement, but it's a good beginning, because then you'll feel more comfortable trying out what I can show you on that little video. And the thing is, you know, I just recommend everybody talk with me to see, let me know what's going on, and I can kind of tune in a little more in depth and give you a good idea of you know, well, what result do you want? And, you know, is there any chance we might achieve such a result? And if so, you know, what do I think that's going to take?
Okay.
So just know you can
have a conversation, Elise, with Dr. Nels anytime.
Okay.
So, and he's here the second Sunday of every month. You can get a free tune-up here. But sounds like, you know, with Fievel at the age that he is, I'd suggest you connect with Dr. Nels off the air, so that you have that in your back pocket, you know, for Fievel as he's getting older here. And now Linda usually does a session for the human. Would you like Linda to do a little session for you?
Sure.
All right. So I'm going to turn you over to Linda. Linda, you're in charge. Elise is all yours.
All right. Good morning, Elise.
Good morning, Linda.
So I'm going to invite you just to think of a beautiful blue sky. And the actual phrase is, the sky is blue. And I invite everyone listening to do that. The sky is blue. And I'm going to invite you to think about a person who has been on your mind a lot lately. And there may be more than one person. And if that's the case, just select somebody that you've been thinking about a lot. Does someone come into your thoughts?
Yes.
Okay, so keep thinking about them, allowing some awareness for how you feel as you're thinking about them. And then setting that person outside your thoughts, focus on the word accurate, the feeling of being accurate. Accurate and the number 2. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking at the left side of your forehead. So you'll just close your eyes and roll them up and to the left. And I'm going to invite you to do some very slow, deep breathing in and out as you think accurate too.
All right, Elise, you have your eyes closed, and behind behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the left side of your forehead, doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking accurate two. Accurate two. Accurate two. Slow, deep breathing. Accurate two.
Okay, that's perfect. Go ahead and breathe normally. And then with your eyes open, just look down toward the earth. And then let your head rise to a comfortable position. And then bring the person that you were thinking of back into your thoughts. And that is complete. And let's see, what were we? You're thinking accurate.
Yes.
And so the affirmation that's going to be most helpful to sustain the balance that you have now is, I embrace the feeling of accurate. And so you'll today, tomorrow, and the next day, think that or say that a lot. And notice all the different ways that you're accurate, that your perception is accurate, that your movements are accurate, just all the different ways that you are accurate, and that will amplify that particular frequency for you and make this balance have a home and be sustained.
All right, and so FIFL is all balanced now?
We got FIFL rebalanced energetically, and it would be interesting to see if there's any little, you know, usually when I do a rebalancing, frequently there's some a period of a nap, and then, you know, vibrant energy comes along. So it would be interesting to see if FIFL gets that boost.
Let's see
today.
How FIFL does. All right, Elise.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling Animal World, and connect with Dr. Nels off the air, okay?
Okay. And thank you. And thank you, Linda, too.
All righty. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless.
All righty. Are we clear on the phones? All right. So still time to get a phone call in if you need to. While we're taking care of advertisers, phone number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Everybody stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
This is Sue Rose Minahan inviting you to tune in to Talk Cosmos Weekly Conversation Sunday, November 26th at 1 p.m. for Kaleidoscope Visions panel for our participants' online transit and birthday solar return reading. We will focus on emotional deconditioning, with transits asking us to analyze our conditioning for healing. So come journey with us. Talk Cosmos Sunday, November 26th, 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show. You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the last hour of our Veterans Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard again from our NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. The best cat vitamins called NuPro Nuggets, and cats love them. Never seen had a cat that didn't actually love them. I've actually used them to get cats to eat their food and or to attract them for treats. The dog supplement is phenomenal, produces the most incredible skin and hair coats, keeps the hair on your dog until you brush it off. It's really quite amazing. And I get mine at Bridges, so a lot of the times the dog supplement's available in local pet stores, or you can get it on Amazon. But check them out at NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuPro, supplements.com. And then we heard from Natasha Venter, our wonderful personal awareness coach, medium, communicator, feng shui specialist, and she'll be in the studio with me next week. And we'll take your phone calls, so I hope you'll call in with, you can have personal readings with Natasha or have her talk to human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and just got general intuitive questions. You need any guidance, and of course, behavior training and healing questions with me. So I hope you'll join us next week. And then you can hear Natasha every Wednesday for her podcast at 4 p.m. You access it on YouTube, and her YouTube channel is Natasha Venter AC. Kind of coordinates with her website, which is angelicclarifications.com. So angelicclarifications.com and Natasha Venter AC on YouTube, and every Wednesday, 4 p.m. for the podcast. And then she's available for private readings, and she can do it in person or over the phone. The number to call if you want to connect with her is 360-772-8372, let me check that, because I think I'm combining Whispering Dragon and Natasha's number. 360-770. Oh my gosh. Here. Okay. 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. And the website is angelicclarifications.com. And, of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, you can just shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then, Nathan, are we back to the phones?
We are back on the phones with Patty in Seattle, calling with her dog, Gracie Rose.
All right. Patty, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Linda Rasmussen and Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Hi there. Actually, I'm a client of Linda's, and I have talked to Dr. Nels before, and I just turned the radio on, and I thought, this is meant to be, because my little Gracie Rose lost her partner a couple of weeks ago, and she's in deep, deep mourning, and I was hoping that Dr. Nils could maybe help her a little bit.
All right. Well, so what kind of a dog is Gracie Rose?
Gracie is a Maltese Chinese Crested.
Oh, that's an interesting combination.
Yeah.
A Maltese Chinese Crested.
I
wondered why Linda had such a big smile on her face, and that's because she obviously recognizes you.
Uh-huh.
And then you said Gracie Rose had a dog partner?
Yes, we lost Doogie actually 3 weeks ago today. And and I had five dogs for years, then I lost three within 6 months, and then I've had these two for maybe 6 years, well, no, maybe 5 years by themselves. And so now she's the only dog, and she's having a really hard time.
Were you particularly close to Doogie as well?
Oh, yes, but he was always on my lap. He was always kissing me. He was always jumping on me.
Okay.
Yes.
So, because Aunt Martha has to chime in here before I turn you over. Now, just so you know, Dr. Nels is already tuned in to Gracie Rose.
Okay.
And I'm having a flash about something else, Dr. Nels. Anyway, what I just wanted to say is to let you know that it's important to understand that one of the ways our animals serve on their spiritual path and journey is that they pick up, process, and reflect back our belief systems, our characteristics, and particularly suppressed negative emotional energy. And grief energy is one of the ones that, you know, is really challenging sometimes for us to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So in my experience in working, when someone contacts me, you know, as an animal behavior therapist and trainer person and someone that works with this kind of stuff and says, someone passed in the family and the dog is really upset. Okay. We really need to help the dog.
Right.
Well, often that's like a little flag to let us know that who really needs the help is the human. Okay. Because you need to know that dogs, you know, animals are better than we are at understanding that they're spiritual, they're spirit first, physical mm-hmm. body second. And so they handle this stuff, but not that they don't have issues, and they certainly can. But when it's really apparent to you your dog's having a hard time and you want to get help for that, there's usually a connection. So what we do here, Patty, mm-hmm. you know, is Dr. Nels is going to be working on Gracie Rose. But then we'll have Linda do a treatment with you, which apparently you're familiar with, so that she can help move things out for you as well.
Okay.
And so, Dr. Nels, you've connected with Gracie Rose?
I have. And by the way, great to hear your voice, Patty. Yes.
You too, Dr. Nels.
All right. Now, I got a question. Well, before I turn Patty over to Linda, Dr. Nels, what I was wondering about here, what popped in my mind, so who knows if this is me or it's going, anyway, it popped in, was, do you ever work on a soul that's crossed over, like Doogie, who's just passed? Might he need some balancing or something? Have you ever done that? Do you do that? I don't know. You worked with Robin and Mystic Radio for so long, I figured you might know how to do that. So what do you think? That popped in.
Yeah, that's a great question. And the answer is yes, working with Robin, that did become a thing that happened once in a while, is I would kind of tune in. And I could apparently, you know, do a little bit of energy work across the void, you might say, and get a little mm-hmm. The feeling that I got for some of them, and this was confirmed by Robin, I believe, at least once, and that is that their little spirits kind of half in, half out. It's not quite crossing the rainbow bridge yet. It's sort of hanging out at the entrance. And so doing the energy work seemed to just like, okay, and now you can go. So, I have done that, and I certainly won't mind tuning into Doogie and seeing if there's anything needs to happen there.
So you can go ahead and keep working on Gracie Rose, and then you'll tune into Doogie and see if there's anything there?
Absolutely will.
That sounds like Gracie. Is that our Gracie Rose?
That's Gracie Rose. Somebody's coming to the door, of course. you can come in. I'm on the phone.
Yeah, tell her, hey, you're on the radio.
I'm on the radio. I'm on a radio show. So come on in. I'm on a radio show.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
All right. You got them straightened out?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You just tell them that everything stops because you're on the radio. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yes. Okay.
Now, so Nels is going to keep working on Gracie Rose, and then he'll check in, and we'll find out if he finds anything going on with Doogie. And are you ready, Patty, for Linda?
I'm ready.
Uh-huh. Okay, Linda, you're in charge.
Oh, Patty, what a pleasure to hear you again so soon. So,
you too, Linda.
Let's just see here. I'm going to have you start with the blue sky. The sky is blue. Just relaxing and breathing normally. And I'm going to have you focus on what you feel is the number one thing that you would most like to heal or change or resolve or improve. Bringing that number one thing into your thoughts. And I'd invite anybody listening to do that as well. Have you got something, Patty?
Yes.
Okay, so focusing on that. And then setting that aside, I'm going to have you focus temporarily on the feeling of dread.
Dread?
Dread.
Feeling of dread.
And then we are going to replace dread with the feeling of consistency. Hmm. And consistency is an interesting feeling word. And the context is it's about the timelessness of who we are at our essential core. Some people might call that our soul. So we're thinking consistency. Consistency and the number three. And your eyes are going to be closed and looking down toward your heart. So just closing your eyes and rolling them down. And I'm going to have you do some square breathing, because you know how to do that, and everyone else can do some slow, deep breathing in and out.
All right, Patty, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, look down towards your feet or your heart. You're doing square breathing, thinking consistency three. Consistency three. Consistency.
Perfect, Patty. Breathe normally. And with your eyes open, just looking down towards the earth and then letting your head rise. And then bringing that number one thing back into your thoughts. And that is complete.
Right.
And the affirmation is, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of consistency. And you know that that will keep this energy that you have achieved balanced and flowing. And just to remind everyone, just focus as you think that about the timelessness of who we are.
All right. So, Dr. Nils, anything to report on Gracie or on?
I got both Gracie Rose and Doogie tuned up. Now, let me tell you about Gracie Rose. She had several points that, you know, she's obviously observing stress in her system, both for the loss of Doogie and for your stress that you're carrying as well, Patty.
Uh-huh.
And then, so I thought, well, let's check in. Is Doogie hanging around here? And there's something I could do. And actually, I did find yes. And so I thought I'd check a little bit more. And it seems that I was like, was he hanging out because of Gracie Rose? Well, no, Gracie Rose can handle herself. He's hanging out for you, Patty. But I got him rebalanced, okay. And it wasn't a big deal. It was kind of a little simple reset, and just letting him know, you know, you don't need to hang around. This is all working the way it should, and you can go on your merry way. And it seems to me, I got the feeling that that's indeed what's happening now.
Okay.
Well, I'm assuming that's probably why that came in, my
yes.
Right brain. Because it did come in for the right. Anyway, I'm glad that you were able to connect and make a difference.
Yes.
Now, is it important for Patty to do any talking with Doogie and let him know it's okay to go to the Rainbow Bridge and,
Or
you feel like it's good?
Yeah, I got the feeling right as soon as I connected with him that he was already like, oh, it's that simple.
Okay. You know? So,
taken care of. Yeah, I think he would have handled it pretty soon anyway. It was, you know, but it's kind of like, oh, okay, well, if it's that easy, I'll sayonara, you know, see you later.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see Patty, if you notice a shift in any of the energy after this work today.
Okay.
You know, who knows that? What do you think, Dr. Nails? Is it possible that Gracie Rose might have been a little more discombobulated, so to speak, because Doogie's still hanging around or something?
I think she could have very well could have been aware that he was there. I don't think I didn't get the sense that that was as big an issue.
It sounded like he said he was hanging more for Patty.
Yeah, and I think she had this. Yes, she's missing him. The awareness that he wasn't quite all the way left yet. I think the thing that was getting to Gracie Rose was the combination of Patty's, you know, inner feelings and the fact that Doogie's not letting go. That's like there's this connection that needs to change and it hasn't changed yet. And she was feeling a little bit of that angst.
Well, good for you, Patty, for tuning in and knowing to call in. Because
I just turned the radio on to see who was on today, and I heard Dr. Nils's voice, and I said, my light bulb went off, and I said, oh, I'll bet he could help Gracie.
divinely guided.
Yeah,
so,
exactly,
you know,
exactly.
Thank you, St. Francis, for sending Patty our way today,
yes,
and so we could get help for Doogie and Gracie Rose.
Yes.
All righty. Patty, well, you know, you obviously know how to reach the Rasmussen,
right,
so you can check in off the air if you need help.
Okay. And thank you, everybody, so much.
You're welcome. You thanks for calling in. God bless.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. We need to take care of advertisers. Are our phone lines open or are we closed? Okay. So we're going to take care of advertisers. We'll come back and cover some of the follow-up we didn't cover yet already. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Well, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen. He is here today and available for you through his website. And you can reach him at Healing Ministry through healingministryforanimals.com. Healingministryforanimals.com. And he always does a free telephone evaluation and, you know, can help guide you as to what will work and all that sort of thing. So you just, Dr. Nels, when folks, what do they go to your website, healingministryforanimals.com, and then is there a place to click for a phone conversation or fill out the form?
Right.
What do they do?
Yes, there's a little place to, I think the prompt is something like, let's talk, and there's a little contact us or quick response, I think might say on the button. You just click that, quick and easy form to fill out, and then I'll get back with you shortly, and we'll set up a time to talk.
Excellent. All right. And then, of course, check out Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. Jude Ponton is our premier sound healer, and she can work with you in her home where the Whispering Dragon Center is now with the gongs and the acutonic forks and all that great stuff. She also works remotely. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call at 206-706-2836. All righty, let's see how much follow-up we can do. And I just wanted to touch base with Nathan because you had big things going on this week.
It was quite the week. We had my brother and his wife visiting in the Seattle area for the first time with their daughter.
Genevieve, and of course, we birthed Genevieve on the air here and all of that. And so how old is little Miss Genevieve now?
She's about a year and maybe three quarters, if I want to get as close as possible.
So almost a two.
Yeah, getting close to two.
Okay. Any terrible twos showing up, or is she a perfect little girl?
No, she's been a great girl so far.
All right. And of course, our big, the biggest thing was they were piling in with you and your family. And of course, we've got Abby, border collie.
Yeah.
And so we talked a little bit about how to handle that. So how did Aunt Abby do with Genevieve?
About as good as we could have all imagined.
Yay!
You know, there was no issues. We didn't really have any nervousness or any threats of something really happening. There was one time that she kind of ran by Genevieve, but that was about, she is going over to something else, and nothing was disturbed.
Fast.
Yeah, you know, she was probably going to look at some sort of light reflection on a wall or something like that. But
so you guys did your homework, did a lot of good coaching, that Abby felt comfortable. Well, sounds like y'all did a great job, and it was all a success.
Welcomed her just like family. So
wonderful.
And then they didn't really have much interaction. I mean, throughout the whole time before we actually tried to get some interaction going, they were just sort of staying at least 3 feet away from each other and observing. And my brother, at one point when Abby was just kind of resting and relaxing, thought it might be a good time to maybe bring Carrie Genevieve over a little bit closer and keep her on the front side of Abby and see if Genevieve wanted to maybe reach out and pet Abby or touch her or make some sort of contact. Well, Genevieve was just more than happy to look at Abby and go, oofah, which is what she has for
that's
dogs. It was originally woof woof, and now it's oofah.
Oofah, okay. But,
so we heard a lot of oofah while Genevieve was here. And according to my brother, she doesn't really seem interested in touching animals, but she loves to touch animals in books when they're printed on pages or pictures.
Well, that's probably actually good, you know, that. And border collies are not necessarily a dog that's going to overwhelm a kid. Usually they'll be a little more cautious. So
yeah,
anyway, well, that's great. Sounds great. So alrighty, let's see, now we got to follow up with Stacy's here, and of course we always have an ongoing saga with the Frenchies and an amazing kind of history with one or the other of, it's usually Bagman's, had a couple of behavior issues. All of a sudden, his behavior goes south related to something particular. And then Stacy's had Dr. Nels do a little remote treatment here when he's, you know, on the air with us. And lo and behold, the behavior goes away and he's fine. And then we had the same thing. So we've had, I think the last one was Tank, your older girl, yeah. And she had some kind of blockage in her neck, and she was getting stingers, didn't we call it that? She'd wake up and go, ouch.
Yeah, she'd just wake up from a dead sleep and yelp really
and,
loudly. Yeah.
Is that remains? That,
yeah, haven't had it
so
since.
Nels treated her, and she's been fine.
Yep.
Now then we had Bags. He's had various little emotional quirks, but the big one was the espresso stand he always went to.
Right.
He started getting real upset when the barista
barking
would come.
At the baristas, yes.
Yeah, which and so Dr. Nels did some balancing for him.
Yep. I sent you guys a picture yesterday.
Right, and that was quite a long time ago. But yesterday you sent us a picture of him just flaked out sound asleep on the front seat next to you while you were talking.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Just so, that was great.
Blink an eye at it. So, yeah.
So, you know, if you're listening, and so these are quirky, emotional-type things. Like, Bags had always been fine going to the same espresso stand, and the barista comes to the window. And then all of a sudden, after going several years, all of a sudden he started going nuts and barking at the barista. But yep. Dr. Nels did a treatment, and then it stops. There've been a couple. So if you've got behavior issues with your animals, especially if it's something quirky like that and just comes up out of the blue, it's real good for Dr. Nels to sometimes it's just one session, one and done sort of thing.
Yeah. So
anything going on? You need anybody need tune-ups? And
Bags, he's kind of licking his paws.
Oh, okay.
But he went to the vet, and he just doesn't have any infection, and he's not. But it's like when he falls asleep, he has to lick his paws. I don't know if he's, just like a pacifier thing, or he's. But if he's really tired, he doesn't do it. But if he's somewhat, trying to settle himself down, he'll lick his paws. And I don't want him to get all red and stuff, so I try to stop him, and I put my hand over it, then he'll stop.
Yeah, and some dogs, when they lick things, their saliva turns the hair red or brown.
Yeah, I just didn't want him to, slurp. Anyway, but I don't know if it's just a soothing thing.
No, I'm assuming no changes in diet or anything, because paw licking could be, food-related sort of stuff. But with the history of Bags and him just coming up with these quirky little emotional things. Now, Dr. Nels, you've tuned in, and obviously there is something that could be done with Bags, huh?
Yes, I found a little energy glitch. So we'll get him rebalanced, and we get a report next month and find out.
Well, if this stops, I'll be totally. I mean, I'm always anyway, but if this stops,
well, yeah, because we had the going after you on the couch.
Yeah, we had licking, right,
and then we had something else going on, and then we had the barista thing.
Yeah, no.
Well, now we got the paw licking when we're going to sleep. So this really is tuning in, an amazing
he's got all
case
kinds of
and history here. So we'll have to see. And he's got more than just one thing going on, looks like, Dr.
Yeah. I'm still working over on the left side of his body. There seems to be a little imbalance going on here. And, with Bags, it doesn't take a lot. And he gets into these weird, quirky things. So I'll just get them all tuned up. And, I'll be just as curious everyone else to see how this shapes up.
Well, we'll find out next week. Well, Stacy, remember follow up. We need to have a report.
Right.
But I'm inclined to say I'll be surprised if it doesn't just go away, because that seems to be the history.
Yeah.
Dr. Nels works on him, and boom, the behavior stops.
Yeah.
So I guess let's see if you have a neurotic Frenchie or any of these.
Yeah,
you just need to. Dr. Nels just needs to move in with you. And do this all the time. But that's great.
Thank you.
Any Tank doing okay?
And Tank's doing great.
Okay. And you're still working on
I found a little bit to do on the right as well, just to help make sure the balance is 100% here. So we'll finish that up, and it'll be good.
All right. So I've got two things just real quickly to tell you about, weather-related. Especially just recently, we've fallen back to, and so it's getting darker earlier. And I just got a message last night to remind you all, if that has upset your schedule with your dog's exercise, Because a lot of times you get home from work, you go out and walk them or play them, and maybe with it being dark, you don't want to do that, or you can't, or it's not, you know, sort of thing. Well, if you got a young one, especially in the teenage years, and a dog that's used to a lot of exercise, if you just all of a sudden aren't doing the same amount of exercise, that pent-up energy can displace and they can cause problems. So make sure that you're making up for that exercise in some way, shape, or form. Play indoor games or brain toys, brain games, that sort of thing. But find a way to, or really good chewables, because chewing's a great frustration venting behavior. And then remember, I saw it twice on Sessions since I last talked to you with rainy weather. Oh, my dog won't go out in rain. I just saw it with Tisha and Onyx. You know, and she's got a little teeny backyard with it, and she's, the dog won't go out in the rain. So she had to take the dog to the bathroom during the session, and it's raining. And so she opens the door and says, go out. It's like, this is a puppy. You monkey see, monkey do. You got to go. And so I went out, and of course the dog came right out, peed in the rain. But, you know, you got to go with them. So be careful about all that stuff. All righty. So we are wrapping stuff up here. Next week is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and Talk with Your Animals or Human Loved Ones or Psychic Questions, Personal Awareness Coaching, whatever you want to know with Natasha. So plan to call us with your questions. And gosh, we need to root for the Seahawks. They need us right now. That's going on. Yep, Dr. Nails is ready. All right. So thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Stacy. We'll wait for a report on bags. And Dr. Nails, thanks so much for being with us, even though you're a little under the weather. We really appreciate it. And Linda, thank you. All right. Before Nathan gets too jumpy up and down over there, I'm going to let you go with Animals Have Feelings Too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.